بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الفجر، سورة الفجر which has the title of the dawn. The number is 89. And Allah Azza wa Jal begins this surah by swearing and taking an oath. So Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَالْفَجْرِ, by the dawn. What is the dawn? Dawn is the very beginning of daylight. It is the separation between darkness of the night and the light of the day. And we have two types of dawn in Islam. One is known as the lying dawn, and the other one is the truthful dawn. So the Prophet told us, alayhi salatu wasalam, that the lying dawn does not obligate prayer and must not prevent someone from eating and drinking if he's fasting the following day. And he told us that it is similar to the tail of the wolf. It is erect. So the dawn that is not the true dawn, the false dawn, is vertical. And it comes for few minutes and it disappears. And after a while, the true dawn appears, which is horizontal, and you can see it on the horizon. The light is coming. This is the one that should prevent a person who is fasting from eating or drinking. And this is what announces Fajr time prayer. So Allah Azza wa Jal is swearing by this great phenomena, which is the dawn. And then Allah Azza wa Jal says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, and by the 10 nights. And these 10 nights, identifying them, is an issue of dispute among scholars. The majority say that these are the 10 days of the 12th month of the lunar and Islamic calendar, known as Dhul Hijjah. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that there are no days in the whole year where good deeds are better than these 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. So, some scholars interpreted it when Allah Azza wa Jalla says, by the 10 nights, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, that these are the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Other scholars said that Allah did not say by the 10 days, He said by the 10 nights. And we all know that also during the year, there are preferred and valued 10 nights, and these are the last 10 nights of Ramadan. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, every single Ramadan, when the last 10 nights begin, he used to seclude himself in the masjid, leaving his family, leaving his friends. He used to just sit for these 10 nights in the masjid, worshipping Allah, reciting the Quran, remembering Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is known as Al-I'tikaf. And he does this because he wants to be doing righteous deeds when the night of decree, Laylatul Qadr, comes. So the most authentic opinion is that Allah is swearing by these last 10 nights of Ramadan. And Allah says afterwards, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. Shafa' is any even number, while witr or watr, both are correct, is odd numbers. So, number 12, this is even, this is shafa'. Number 2, this is shafa'. Number 6, this is shafa'. All of these are even numbers. And why is it called shafa'? Because if someone had something to be done with an official or with a king or with someone of power, and he knows that if he goes alone, no one would look at him, so he speaks to someone who knows someone, and they both go to speak to that official. So both of them are called shafa', meaning that he brought this second person so that he would intercede. And intercession is known as shafa'a. So all of these words are related together. And Allah Azza wa Jalla swears by the shafa', the even numbers. And al-watr, or al-witr. And watr is odd. So one is called witr. The Prophet said, alayhi wasalam, pray at night in two, two, two. And if you fear fajr, if you fear the dawn, then pray one rak'ah as witr. And Allah Azza wa Jal is witr. Allah is one. So Allah is swearing by anything that is in doubles or in even number or in odd number. So Allah is swearing by the whole of His creation, because all of His creation are in even numbers. And He's also swearing about Himself, because He is witr. He is one and only, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla swears with a fourth thing, and that is, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَسْرِ, and by the night when it moves. Some scholars say, departs, and others say, comes. And most likely, coming is a better interpretation, because Allah swore by the dawn in the beginning, which is the coming of the daytime. And here, Allah swears by the night, and it would be appropriate that by the night when it comes. So from Maghrib, from sunset until dawn, this is the movement of night time that Allah swears by. And the night time is a blessed time. The Prophet ﷺ used to travel at night. And he says that the earth is made shorter and combined at night. And the night time is the night of remembering Allah, supplicating, asking for forgiveness, and for night prayer. Night time, Allah Azza wa Jal descends to the lower heaven when it is the last third of the night. And He says, is there anyone who seeks forgiveness so I should forgive him? Is there anyone asking me so I could give him? So night is a time of a lot of blessing to those who utilize it. Okay, Allah Azza wa Jal swears by all of these things and says, هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٌ. He says that there is indeed in them sufficient oath for men of understanding. And what Allah, what is He swearing over? Most likely that the verses at the middle of the surah, where Allah Azza wa Jal is watching, can be the answer. And it also can be that they will be resurrected and held accountable. And Allah Azza wa Jal reminds the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the Arabs about the previous nations, their neighbors, how Allah Azza wa Jal dealt with them when they rejected His call and did not accept His messengers. Allah Azza wa Jal says, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ. Did you not see how your Lord dealt with Aad? Aad is a tribe in the southern part of Arabia. And Allah sent them His messenger Hud, peace be upon him. They were so huge in size, and they were so powerful that no other nation was like them in power. So Allah says, did you not see how your Lord dealt with Aad? This is not for the Prophet only, alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah is addressing the whole of humanity and also the jinn. Look around you, ponder upon the nations before you. The description of this tribe, Irama dhatil imad, who were very tall, like lofty pillars. And whether dhatil imad refers to the pillars of their houses and tents, or it refers to their huge bodies, because they were extremely tall, unhumanly tall, and they were so strong that they used to carry rocks that no other can do that. So ذات العماد can refer to their houses, to the pillars of their tents, to their own bodies. التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد, the like of which were not created in the land. Didn't you see that? There was no one like them. And no one had their houses or had their strong built. Didn't you see what Allah had done with them? We have a short break, so stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So Allah Azza wa Jal is telling the people, look around you. This nation that came before you, Ad, we had sent them a messenger, Hud, peace be upon him. And they did not believe. And likewise, وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ, the tribe of Thamud, whom we had sent to them, our messenger Salih, peace be upon him. And they were so strong and powerful that they used to cut the mountains, shape them, and take houses of them. And their premises is to the north of Medina. It's called Mada'in Salih or Al-Hijr. And it's a place, unfortunately, that some people go for sightseeing and tourism. When the Prophet ﷺ forbade that, and he said, do not enter their places of staying, because Allah's wrath fell on them. And if there is no way other than entering their houses and homes, meaning entering their villages, then you should do this in a very fast fashion, while being in the state of fear, while crying and weeping, so that Allah Azza wa Jal would not punish you like them. Nowadays, unfortunately, people go there for sightseeing. They go there and they do not recall that Allah Azza wa Jal had sent His wrath on that area. They're happy, they're joyful, they're laughing. Maybe they will paint that this man loves this girl, and they write or draw a heart with an arrow penetrating it, as if there's nothing to be afraid of. These people were so strong that they had the ability from Allah Azza wa Jal to cut these mountains and to make huge mansions out of it. And Allah talks about a third nation, وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. And Fir'aun, Pharaoh, who had pegs. And the word أوتاد, the singular is watad, and it can refer to peg or a stick, and a different of interpretation regarding this word. There are different of interpretations. Some say that what was meant by it is that he had strong armies and soldiers. These are the pegs intended. Others say, no, these are the pegs he used to use to torture those who do not worship him, whether they crucify them or hang or tie each of his four limbs to one peg, and then he is pulled in different directions. Many interpretations, but it all revolves around the same thing, that he used to be strong and that he used to torture those who do not believe in him. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الَّذِينَ طَغَوْا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Now these nations of Ad, of Thamud, of Pharaoh and those who followed him, they who did transgress beyond bounds in the land. And the worst form of transgression is to worship other than Allah and to force others to worship other than Allah. And this is exactly what these previous nations had done. They transgressed beyond bounds in the land, فَأَكْثَرُوا فِيهَا الْفَسَادِ, and made therein much mischief and corruption. And the worst of corruption is spreading shirk, associating others with Allah Azza wa Jal, even if that other was the most noblest of all mankind. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, people gone astray by associating him with Allah Azza wa Jal. While he taught us, and he said, do not exaggerate in flattering me, in praising me, like the Jews and Christians did with their messengers and prophets. I am merely the messenger of Allah and his servant. Nowadays you find sects and cults exaggerating in the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, giving him what Allah did not give. They say that he's created from light, and he's created from Allah's light. And this is nonsense. How could he be created from Allah's light? He's a human being like anyone else. They say that he knows the unseen. They say that he is controlling the universe from his grave. What did you leave for Allah? This is what nullifies people's Islam. The Prophet ﷺ is the best of Allah's creation. But don't exceed, don't transgress, don't spread mischief and corruption in the world by believing in these saints and peers and associating others with Allah Azza wa Jal. فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. So your Lord poured on them different kinds of severe torment. And this is logical. You don't obey, you don't comply, you insist on disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal, this is what you will get. Severe kinds of punishment. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَبِالْمِرْصَادِ. Verily your Lord is ever watchful over them. Allah Azza wa Jal does not forget. Allah the Almighty postpones and delays and is not haste. And this is good for the believers. This is good for those whom Allah Azza wa Jal intends well with, because eventually they will come back to their senses and believe. But it is bad for those who insist on rejecting Allah Azza wa Jal and who insist on not complying with Allah's laws. From these previous ayahs, we learn that the last 10 nights of Ramadan are of great value. It's a season that comes only once a year. And each one of us should devote his time in these 10 nights to worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and trying to allocate Laylatul Qadr, the night of decree. Also, in these beautiful verses, we learn Allah's might and power and how He annihilated these previous tribes and nations. We know the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. We can feel the torment and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over those who rejected His call and refused to believe. And we understand from His punishment that there is a day of resurrection and there is a day of recompense, and people will be held accountable for their actions. And finally, Allah Azza wa Jal is warning us to be careful. Allah is warning us that He is watchful, that He is there, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to punish those who go against His law and reject His call and fight against His messengers. Allah swears by all of this, by the dawn, by the 10 nights, by even and odd numbers, by the night as it moves on, that He is watchful, that He is going to punish those who go against His religion, and that He will give those who were patient and compliant what they desire in paradise. All of this is an eye-opener. هَلْ فِي ذَٰلِكَ قَسَمٌ لِذِي حِجْرٍ. That indeed in it there is sufficient oath for men of understanding. And that is what Al-Qur'an is all about. It is addressing men of understanding. Wouldn't they realize, wouldn't they know, wouldn't they ponder Allah is only addressing those who have the ability to think. And only those whom Allah has opened their hearts would find the realization and will believe that these nations before us were so strong, were so powerful, yet they're all gone. And likewise, if you think that you're strong, if you think that you're powerful, Allah Azza wa Jal would treat you in the same fashion. Allah would put His wrath and punishment over you if you refuse His message and if you accept and comply. If you do what Allah tells you to do, then indeed you would benefit from that. And that is why we must evaluate our lives nowadays. We see these superpowers, and they think that they're so strong and powerful that nothing can stand in their way. Well, sit back and reflect. Look at the previous nations before you. What had happened to them? To the previous empires? What did they benefit? Nothing. All these huge achievements they managed to do, and the level of technology, of civilization, it's all gone down the drain. So evaluate your situation now. Do you think that you're better than them? Because you are heading to the same direction. And only those who have minds and senses to evaluate will ponder and reflect, will understand and implement. But those who are heedless, Allah Azza wa Jal would not make them see the light and would not guide them to believe in it. So the choice is yours. You have to do that choice. Otherwise, you will be like these previous nations that Allah the Almighty had told us about. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.